I want to thank all the kids out there wearing my jersey to school today and those that aren't as well. I want to thank Kohl's for what they did, the 12 Days of Christmas. Awesome thing for the Mac Fund. And thank my teammates for wearing my jersey for like 20 minutes and getting scared and taking it off.
Tell the story about how you ended up with 12 again. Tell that.
Ended up with 12?
Yeah.
I wore it in high school. It was the number to wear at our high school. All the quarterbacks that had gone on anywhere to play had worn number 12. So I was just one in the long line of quarterbacks to wear the number. And a couple of us went to junior college. A couple of us went on to play major college football. And wore 4 at junior college and then 8 at Cal because Joe Ross' number 12 was retired. And then Longwell tried to, weasel me into buying 8 off him, but I decided to go back to 12.
What does it mean to you to have a Dave Nabb? I mean, not a lot of football players would say that.
Yeah, it's really special. I mean, it's a great honor. I was joking on my radio show about the number of whereases I got on my plaque, but it is a special thing. I love the recognition. I appreciate it from Governor Walker and the folks that started the Facebook page and those that liked it, and you know, enough to gain some recognition. This is something that probably only happened once in my lifetime, so I appreciate it. I know there's some kids out there with some golden birthdays on 12-12-12, which is a pretty good thing, and saw one of their raps. Want to give that young boy some credit for his rhyming ability.
As conscious as you are about not throwing picks, when you play a defense like the Bears in a division game, is it heightened awareness even a little bit for you?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're playing a division game, you want to be smart with the football. This team thrives on creating turnovers, whether it's, you know, picking the ball off. They've had a number of pick sixes, but they also do a good job of stripping the ball. Charles Tillman is probably the best in the business at it, but all those guys are trying to get arms and punches on the ball and get that ball out. That's how they, have won a lot of games.
You know the Bears are going to come in hungry. How do you contain that?
Well, we're coming in hungry. We're going down there. We got a chance to win the division. Tough opponent. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Lovey and what he's done down there, and know a lot of the guys down there enjoy the competitive rivalry, and it's always a good game. We've played a number of close ones over the years, and this should be another one.
Aaron, how much do they miss Urlacher, especially in the passing game? I think his length and his smarts, and so how much do they miss him?
Yeah, Brian's been in that defense for a long time. He's a big-time player, got a good chance of going to the Hall probably when he's done, and Nick Roach has really stepped up the last couple of years and improved and become a real good player for them. And Geno Hayes is going to step in and play as well. So I'm sure those guys are going to be as prepared as possible. Having Lance Briggs, who knows the system so well, to help those guys out, I'm sure is definitely a plus. But they're so well coached and understand the system well, and where the strengths in the coverage are and where they got to make up for it at times. And they're going to be ready for us. They always play us tough, and we expect that kind of game.
With the amount of changes you've seen this season on the perimeter, on the offensive line, in the backfield, has this been the most challenging stretch that you've had since you've been a starter here?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenging stretch. We've had a lot of different guys fill in and play. But I think it's been pretty rewarding as well, the way we started. The adversity facing early in the season. Now we're not done yet. We got a lot of things in front of us we'd like to accomplish, but we're getting some guys back slowly but surely. And it's been a season where I think we've all learned a lot about the kind of guys we have in the locker room, and that it's exciting. And we feel like we're just kind of in the middle of this story, and hopefully there's a great ending to it.
Your teammates keep talking about that it's just one game at a time, but would it mean a little bit more to clinch the division at Soldier Field?
Yeah, we've won a big game there before to get to the Super Bowl, and that was fun. It's a great crowd. I enjoy the atmosphere there. They really understand when to cheer, and they can get very loud down there. The weather is always something you gotta factor in, whether it's cold or windy or rain. That could have an impact on the game. But it is one game at a time. This one's very important. This can allow us to reach our first goal, and that's what we're going for.
Aaron, does Mike give a message about support material, and if so, what is it?
I just think that in general, that's just, for the most part, hasn't been a big part of our team. We just try and create less, not create any distractions, try and focus on the team, and have respect for your opponents.
Is
Well, I wanted to be all in. Once I learned about the organization, got to meet John Kerry and just hear their vision, their passion for kids. I'm just, again, like I'm sure he said, just one of a long line of men and women who've helped out bringing awareness to the MAC Fund, to their cause, trying to highlight those kids in need and raise money for research and for care for the patients. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's tough at times when you get to know people in the program and they're not with you anymore, but it's my opportunity with the platform I've been given to make a difference. And I know I'm just one part of it. It takes a lot of people who have a heart for what we're trying to do, donating money, donating their time, to try and give these kids just a chance at a normal life or a few more days with their loved ones. And that's why we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and I'm going to keep being involved with the MAC Fund.
Two more, guys. Have the Brandon Marshall comments filtered into the locker room?
No, I haven't heard them.
It's just the support.
Basically doesn't like the Packers, doesn't like their players. Do you ever take it to that level, or is it just, you know, it's a rivalry, but he used the word don't like, hate kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't use the H word.
Anything else?
Where does the playing surface at Soldier Field rank among the fields you played at?
Not at the top. It's sometimes could use a lawnmower, I would say.
But you don't hate it.
You don't hate it. I know I don't. I don't know what that word means. I don't use it.